Joining us now in our studio, we have a special guest. Dan Van Tassel is a local resident and a local author who recently has had a book published and will be doing a signing and kind of a get-to-know-the-author event over the weekend. Dan, thank you so much for coming in today, and welcome back to the KYMM microphone.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I've enjoyed every time I've sat in this seat here, even going back to Wayne Eddy days, where I think it took us 5 days to get through the biography.
Well, I don't know how long it took to write the book, but let's talk about this. You got a book that's just coming out right now,
right?
And you're going to be talking about that over the weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment or so. Let's talk about writing a book. This is not the first one.
No.
That you've written. How many have you written?
Well, this is the sequel to a book that came out in 2008 and was enlarged for 2009 called Back to Barren. And this is called Beyond Barren.
Okay.
And the cover's kind of telltale because it shows Barren, the main street, with those old cars about 1950. And then in the backdrop, Mount Rainier is looming up, so obviously it was a mix.
All right. Now, let's talk about the writing process and what led you to get a sequel. That was, 16 years ago that it came out. Now, all of a sudden, you have a sequel out. Is that something you had been wanting to do for 16 years, or did it just kind of come about?
Well, it was more like I've been mulling it over for the decade and a half. And when I finished the book in between called Journey by the Book, A Guide to Tales of Travel. You and I talked over air about that one, and our travels and so on. But anyway, so I've always had kind of notes of what I might want to include in that, but it was a real challenge because the first book, Back to Barren, was, it looked at me from 5 to 15. This one has 7 decades to deal with, so it was a different kind of approach.
So this is, autobiographical or semi-autobiographical?
Yes,
it is.
It's autobiographical. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's subtitled a memoir.
Okay. summarize your last 70 years.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was a challenge. Yeah. Well, it's crazy because there are things that you do and then redo or change over the decades gives you an opportunity. Like, just look at a string of vehicles you've had, say, in the last 40 years or whatever, and all the adventures with those, all the pets, the animals you've fed and taken care of. The travels you've taken and so forth. When you have that length of time, you can kind of compare them and so forth. So it's a different challenge, obviously, to write the sequel than the book that started it all.
All right. So the book kind of follows your, I guess, adventures. Is that correct?
That's fair to say, even though it was not tame in the university setting.
Where all is that throughout the United States, over the world, or?
Well, that's interesting. I taught and was a dean for a while at, for about 20-some years at Muskingum College in New Concord, Ohio. One of its famous alumnus was John Glenn, and he said, if you graduate from Muskingum, you can go all over the country and beyond, which, of course, he proved. Jack Hanna was another...
The wildlife. Jack Hanna,
He's... you know, he's got dementia now. And but anyway, back to what you said. We spent some time in Minnesota. I taught at Concordia in Moorhead, Minnesota, up by Fargo for a couple of years. And then we thought, I don't know about winter. And so we went to California, Chapman College, for a year, and then back to the University of Iowa in Iowa City to continue graduate work, both my wife and I. We went to Pacific Lutheran University, and of course that accounts for the cover of the book with Mount Rainier, and I was there 11 years before going to Muskingum College. After my first retirement, we then went back to California, and I taught at Cal State San Marcos, and my wife, who was in art history, taught at a Palomar College there. We were there for 11 years or so, and quite a few of members of our family, including my dad, who lived to 105.
Wow.
I wish I had his genes on. Anyway, but then we did a lot of traveling. I used to take students to the British Isles, and we'd line up coaches and go all over to see the places that were related to authors or for theater and so on. And, of course, that travel book I wrote took account of real journeys and of imaginary journeys, everything from the Odyssey and Pilgrim's Progress down to stuff like Bill Bryson's Walk in the Woods, you know.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Dan Van Tassel is with us. He is a local author with a brand new book out. It's called Beyond Barren,
yes.
Is it? Mm-hmm. And now you have a book signing coming up, a meet and greet. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's Saturday at 10 o'clock at 50 North. And look for a good crowd there and a chance to get a signed copy of that book. Also, I'll have available copies of Beyond Barren, the predecessor, mm-hmm. and that other book on travel.
All right.
Available.
Now, is that, you can purchase those right at the event. Is it also available here in town?
Yes, at Content.
Content, yep. Book, yeah.
Right. Or if anybody catches me by phone or email, mm-hmm. I've got copies and can spare them time and whatever other mm-hmm. inconveniences might occur.
All right. Yeah. Well, looking forward to it. Sounds like an interesting book. Yeah. Dan, what else do we need to know? Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you here?
Well, I think the shift to those books in the latter part of my career, actually, marks quite a difference, because before that I did a lot of scholarly writing. And especially book reviews and articles on Shakespeare, Beckett, Thomas Hardy, whatnot. And then I thought, well, I'd like to have a more popular audience, like the radio audience.
Okay.
And so then that book was geared really for your rank and file. Mm-hmm. Person.
What were you professor of, did you say?
Literature, of English literature and writing. Mm-hmm. So, but I taught the whole gamut of literature and loved it all the time. Yeah. Well,
wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the new book.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Yeah. Well,
that's this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock at 50 North, your book signing event.
Yep, there will be coffee and rum balls available.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, exactly.
Dan, thanks for coming in.
All appreciate right, thanks, Jeff. I appreciate that. Bet.
Dan Van Tassel, once again, local author, and that book signing is coming up once again on Saturday.